You're listening to The Impulse Project, featuring music from the demo scene and the tracking community. Alright, and welcome back to The Impulse Project. This is episode 8. Hosting the show today is myself, Brian, and of course, as always, Ed.
Hello there!
And we have a really sweet lineup of music today. Towards the end of the show, we have some stuff from the Tokyo Demo Fest that just ended a few weeks ago. And so we're going to be listening to some of that stuff, but I'm really excited for the stuff we have on the lineup.
Yes, absolutely. We're doing another free pick this episode, and you know, the track that brought us in, I kind of almost thought that would have been a good contender for our Slow Jams episode, but then I got another 30 seconds in and I was like, nah, that's not going to work very well.
No, the first time I heard it, I was thinking this is a little bit too dreamy for my taste. I tend to like the little more like poppy, happy kind of stuff, more, you know, full throttle kind of music. And so I was like, oh, where's it going to go with this? But I do know your taste in music, and I knew that there was something else was going to change sooner or later. But I loved this track. It, after it picks up, it just totally unleashes, totally insane number of channels and instruments being used.
Yes, yeah. It's called She Came From the Sea. It's a 32-channel impulse tracker file, 635 kilobytes. It was composed in 1999, and yes, it uses all 32 channels of sound. Not all at once, necessarily, but they're all pumping at some point. It was composed by iMode and Outshined. iMode is known as Aaron Yee. That's his real name. He's an American. He was a member of the group Sound Devotion. And then Outshined, his real name is Nico Koivisto, and he's from Lammi, Finland. And he's a member of the group Xseed. So this is a little international collaboration we got going on here.
That's awesome. When it first started playing, the drums and the percussion kind of build up, and then it drops right back down, and then it kind of gets into that, you know, dreamy kind of mystical state, and then it picks right back up. I love that so much. About the sixth pattern in, it just totally amps up. I love this track. Good job, man.
Thank you. Yeah, what really caught me at first was those like those Dussel drums right at the beginning, before it kind of picks up. Even when it's kind of dreamy, you get those kind of like don't chicka don't da da don't, like little drum beats in the back. Sounds very unique for tracker music. I haven't really heard percussion like that before, you know, in mod or impulse tracker files. So that caught my ear immediately, and I was like, all right, this guy's doing something different. Let me listen a little bit further, and I was glad I did.
Yeah, the bass, too, is really soft. It's a very, like, mellow, kind of rounded bass. It's not sharp. It's not edgy at all, but it still has a really cool, like, walking pattern. I think that kind of keeps the momentum of the track moving a lot faster than it is, because you get those chimey bells and everything in the background, and it still kind of has that euphoric feeling, but at the same time, it's kind of moving a lot faster than you're expecting. Cool pick, though.
Thank you. Yeah, the song comes with lyrics, actually. They're in the liner notes. I'm not going to go ahead and read all the lyrics now.
Oh, please. No.
But you can kind of follow along with the lyrics and the liner notes in the file and kind of see where they fit in. And so I guess that's why this track is kind of a longer track, because it does have more of like a chorus verse feel to it. But it works really well as an instrumental track, too.
Awesome. All right. Well, you ready to move on to the next track?
Please hit me with something good.
All right. So I'm actually going to give you an option here. Do you want to go with something a little more mellow, or do you want to, you know, speed it up a little bit?
Well, we kind of had kind of a happy track to start off with. Let's mellow it out a little bit.
Okay, so the next track is called Tomorrow Without You, and it's a 32-channel XM file, and it's absolutely awesome. So let's listen to that, and we'll be right back. All right, you just heard Tomorrow Without You, a 32-channel XM file, 187 kilobytes, and it was composed by Malman and Jewel from the Satanic Kids Enterprise. And this specific track was actually composed for the 8-bit chip Advent in 2009. I picked it just because I was listening in the car. It doesn't do anything technically impressive, really, but it's just a feel-good track. And when I heard it, I was just like, hey, this has got to go in.
There's a lot of layering. I was actually looking through the file itself. I was actually surprised to find that there's 32 different samples in that song. And they're all used, but it really only sounds like they're using maybe one or two different instruments.
Yeah, it just seems very clean and very simple. And like I said, it's not doing any really crazy scales or any like crazy effects, but it just, everything sounds very clean and very just well put together. And I think that's why it kind of stood out to me. It just has that kind of gradual falling down the slope kind of feel to it, just progressing throughout the track.
Yeah, I do like that falling down the slope analogy. That's what it kind of feels like. Maybe like lightly tumbling down like a field full of dandelions and like little fuzzes flying everywhere. they do use all 32 channels, and I noticed that a lot of that was for those kind of echoey and chorus-like effects, and they're just layering these same instruments over and over each other, kind of like that saxophone in the last episode where there's just like four channels for one lead.
Right. We actually had a track from this group actually before. It was a BZL track from the Satanic Kids Enterprise, I think.
Oh, that's right. I knew that sounded familiar.
Or maybe it was Beak. I'm not sure. One of them. Anyways, Beak, Mano, BZL, and Kooks were in that group as composers as well. So a lot of good stuff has come from the Satanic Kid Enterprise. Malman is one of the composers, and his real name is Christopher Malgren. And he's a Swedish composer that started composing in 1999. You can go to his website. He has some stuff on SoundCloud. I didn't find anything in the more recent than the last 3 years, I want to say. And I guess he's still putting out stuff, but really cool composer. You can listen to his stuff on SoundCloud, and we'll put links in the show notes for you guys. Joel Johansson is another Swedish composer that started tracking around 1994. I couldn't find much info on this guy. I saw on, I think it was like Scene Music, he wrote a little blurb like he started in 1994 and he wants to make beautiful chip music for your children and your children's 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 children. It actually says that. So
he's got some high aspirations.
Very. And so I just thought it was a cool track, and they teamed up to do it. And so, yeah, I figured, you know, what the hell? Let's listen to it. Like I said, though, it was composed in 2009, and this was for the 8-bit chip Advent. I don't really know much about this compo or like what they do, but it's a cool track. I want to hear what else was entered, so maybe we'll have to explore a little more. Maybe you can help me do some research.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be fun.
Awesome. So what do we got next?
Next up, I try to pick a Sid track for every single episode now. This one is called Boreal Sunrise, and this one is from Toggle. Let's give it a listen. right, welcome back. That was Boreal Sunrise. It was a 6 kilobyte SID file using the 8580 chip in PAL timing. That was composed by Toggle, otherwise known as Tobias Gulke. And I love that track.
Yeah, that's way cool, man. It got a little like a White Stripes or something in there.
Kind of a very funky rock feel to it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the 8580 to me, because I started playing it back with the 6581 and I realized like 20 seconds in, oh crap, I'm using the wrong chip here, so I'm not hearing it the way it should be. But no, it was a man, blew my mind.
I felt like it almost sounded like a final boss, like video game track at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then that really hard rest, and then it kind of like bump, bump, bump comes right back in again.
Yeah.
And then it kind of soars. It gets a little more like energetic and happy after that, I guess. But I just felt that really reminded me of a lot of Darren Baranofsky's stuff from what he did for Crypt of the Necro Dancer. It's got that hard hitting, kind of very beat driven feel to it. I really liked it.
Yeah, I like how in the track itself, when it gets to that 50, it's like 52 seconds in, and then the beat, you know, drops. You get that moment of silence before it kicks back up. And then the percussion, the drum, that white noise actually moves over to another voice, another channel, and it shares the same channel with the, on the offbeat arpeggio. And I thought that was clever, because it starts on the first channel, or the third voice, and then it moves up to like a different channel, so that it has a little bit more room of flexibility to play with the melody and the bass line. I thought that was really clever.
These guys, they're so smart, I tell you.
I know. Makes me feel stupider every time.
But you gotta learn from them, and then use that to make your own stuff. So this was composed in 2013 for Lune Art. And, you know, I looked high and low for some other information on Toggle. I actually found him, found this track in particular, as a sidebar, one of those related searchers on YouTube. And I was, you know, looking at some other chip music, and this just happened to pop up. It said C64. I was like, okay, let me give it a listen. It is in the High Voltage SID collection, which is nice.
Good.
But you can find him at youtube.com/users/toggle64. And there he's got some other tracks that he's written for the Commodore 64, as well as lots of videos of Lemmings. So,
huh?
not Lemmings the video game, like real actual
Lemmings?
Animal Lemmings, just eating garden vegetables. And so I guess he's a Lemming fan, and he enjoys composing in SID music. So that's all the info I've got on him.
Awesome.
Otherwise, there's like nothing else on the web that I can find about this dude, but I'd really like to learn more about him.
No, that was awesome. Let's move on to the next one. So this next track is actually, we're going to go back over the mod format, and the track is called Delicious Nightmare. So let's listen to that, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. All right, you just heard Delicious Nightmare. It's a 4-channel mod file, 202 kilobytes, composed in 1999 by Jason.
Oh my God. I effing love that song so hard. I just seriously do. I don't know. I think I talked about it on one of our previous shows, but I grew up with this game called Candy Crisis on the PC, and it was kind of like a Puyo Puyo clone.
Right.
And, you know, all the music was mod files from all different, you know, composers, and this happened to be one of the tracks that was in that game, and it was like my favorite track in the game. But it was a little bit different at the part in the middle where it kind of like breaks down and then slows down. It would actually loop back into the fast part again. So I never knew there was another slower part to this track. So my mind is just blown right now.
Yeah. No, you know, it's funny because I didn't put two and two together. When I picked this track, I just picked it because I liked it.
And yeah, then, total coincidence.
Yeah. And then you had told me, you were like, dude, that's from Candy Crisis. And I was like, oh, that's right. I remember now it makes sense. Yeah, so it was composed by, his alias is Jason, but his real name is Kim Morton Jensen, and he was a member of Crusaders, Crystal, Deadline, Melon Design, Noiseless, Razor, 1911, The Silence, that one of my favorite groups, The Silence. So he's been in just a number of different demo groups and done tons of different music over the years. He started composing on the Amiga in 1989, and then in 1993, he started working on game music at Funcom. And it was a Norwegian or a Swedish company, I can't remember. But in 2001, he founded his own audio studio called Audio Plant that specialized in music and sound effects for games, TV, radio, and a bunch of other things like commercials and stuff. But then he joined a Norwegian graphics studio called Toxic years later. I think it was around 2008. So he's no longer doing music, but yeah, this track is amazing, right?
Well, I'm glad he found success because he brought me many hours of joy with this track back when I was a kid.
It's one of those kind of classic tracks to me too. It's something that I think I found just floating around the web, you know, mm-hmm. on my hard drive, just kind of sitting there dormant, waiting for it to be played. And I think this was a good time.
It's kind of funny because I always have this kind of concept in my head that there's a lot of chiptune out there that I like to call like wall of sound. It starts off at one pace, it keeps that pace, it never rests, it's just lead after lead after whatever.
Right.
And these past two tracks have been very dynamic. They've had some really cool rests and tempo changes and mood changes.
Almost like completely different tracks.
Yeah, exactly. They start in one direction and end up in another direction.
One thing I liked about this, I like those sudden stops where everything is just put on hold and then it just goes right back in. It kind of gives you this almost like a hip hop but meets demo scene kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And then
that technique always makes my ears perk up.
Yeah. And then there's this really cool bass section that he does. It's one of the samples, and it just has this like really like crazy ovation that goes like wow 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 in and out. And no, I had to go back to that and just listen to it over and over because it just sounds so cool. It's so out of place because he didn't really do it much, but.
Yeah, he definitely deserves the success that he had later on in life after composing this one.
Yeah, so nowadays, I think he's still over at that graphics company. So I don't know if he's actually doing any you know actual composition at all. But if you go to his SoundCloud, you can see some semi-recent stuff. I think it might be the last 4 or 5 years. I think he put stuff up there. So. I mean, maybe he's still doing it as a hobby, or you know, maybe he's doing some sound effects for some of the stuff that he works on for Toxic. But yeah, no, cool composer, and he has a lot of other mod files in like mod archive and just floating around the internet. So definitely go check him out because you'll be quite happy with some of his stuff.
Yeah, and as usual, we'll throw all that information up in the show notes.
Right. So, actually, by the time you hear this, the Tokyo Demo Fest for 2016 will have just ended, and all the winners for the combined music compo will have been announced and on the site and stuff. So, we've picked a few tracks that that actually made some heads turn, and I think it was a pretty good a run for some of the music entries. Ed, you actually have the first track, right? You picked the first one?
Yeah, so this one is called Tirana. It came in 9th place in the combined music compo. It was composed by Kaz Pulse and Me Too. Let's hit it.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. That was Tirana. It took ninth place in the Tokyo Demo Fest 2016 in the combined music compo composed by Kazpulse and Me Too. So obviously these are a little more modern sounding and a little more complex than our the mod files and SID files that we've been playing. So we're kind of making a little exception to the rule here because we really wanted to, you know, kind of bring attention to a lot of the demo fests and the scene parties that go on and kind of, you know, play some of the tracks that are just now coming out into the scene from these compos.
Right. No, I think it was a good idea because Like you were saying, we want to try to bring the recent demo scene, you know, parties and stuff to you guys as well, because I think that's kind of what it's all about. So even though this isn't necessarily tracker music, it's still part of the demo scene. I think that kind of that umbrella encompasses even this kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, the demo scene is old at this point, you know, it's been going on for decades now. So I think it's important that we focus not only on the past and the traditional demo chip music, but also kind of, you know, put our eyes towards the future as well and kind of showcase some of these up-and-comers as they come out.
And that doesn't mean that a lot of the XM files or the mod files or the, you know, impulse tracker files are not cutting edge and new. There is new stuff coming out for them as well, but I think just any type form or, you know, style that is coming out in these compos is really important for us to at least mention, at least play a track from, and especially if it's good, which this track was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. It was composed in FL Studio 10, Miroslav Philharmonic, FM8, and Massive. So they used a whole bunch of different patches for this baby. it was composed by Kazpulse and Me Too. You can find more of Kazpulse's stuff on soundcloud.com/Kazpulse. You know, I didn't find too much out about these two guys. They are Japanese, and unfortunately, I'm not very fluent in the language at all. So, but I did find their Twitters, which I will post up in the show notes so you guys can check them out. The notes that went with this track, both composers described writing the song based on images they had of middle-aged women.
Yeah, middle-aged women.
Women from the Middle Ages kind of praying. And this is like kind of like a dubstep style, like very energetic track. So the images that they were talking about and that inspired them to compose this track and the music itself, I couldn't line the two up.
I agree. I can't really see the connection, but maybe there's something else going on that we're just missing. But yeah, it's funny. Like, I do speak Japanese and some of their notes didn't even quite make sense to me. I was like, wait, are you sure this is from the same track? So, no, it was cool, though, but this took, what, sixth place?
Ninth place.
Ninth place, okay.
Yeah, you know, maybe this track was going to be, like, second or third place, and then the judges read the notes, and they were like, what?
They're like,
no, you get ninth, docked, forget it.
You get docked for that. Oh, it was cool, though. You know, the Tokyo Demo Fest is not a very old, you know, group demo party. It's only in its sixth year, but it started in 2011. But it's going strong, and there's a good following and a good number of people that are actually attending. I think this last year there was I want to say in the 160 range, which is pretty big. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, if you go to the bottom of the fest page, you can see the roster of everyone that attended, and it's a pretty good list. And, you know, not just Japanese entries, too. There are entries from all over the European Union.
All over the world. There's it's a good international gathering. And a lot of these you know, demo parties are very international. I think that's what makes them so fun, because it's kind of like you're taking away a lot of the borders.
Well, yeah, and the whole part of the demo scene is that the less rules there are, I think the more fun people have. So
right.
You keep it loose and you keep it fresh and everybody has a good time. Speaking of rules and fun, you've picked the first place winner from this fest for your selection, right?
I did. So the next track we're going to listen to is the first place for the combined music compo, and the artist is Flying, and the track is called Save Our Planet. So let's listen to that, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. All right, you just heard Save Our Planet, composed by Flynn. And this was composed in 2016 for the Tokyo Demo Fest, and it took first place. And I think for good reason.
Totally. This is the kind of music we listen to in my house, my boys, my wife, and I. We all love, you know, dubstep and house music, and this fits right in with the rest of our selections.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big fan of Vox in any kind of music. I'm not, it usually kind of turns me off, but I think that it works well for this track. There's not too much of it, and it's very separate from that really dubstep house beat that comes in. And I kind of like that. It kind of changes its pace a few times in the track.
It's a bit robotic almost, and it almost feels like an instrument in and of itself. I was almost kind of reminded of like GLaDOS from like the Portal video game series.
Right.
It's very, very, you know, like I said, robotic. It just sounds kind of supernatural or unnatural.
Yeah, and I think that also comes from the fact that it slightly goes out of tune. The pitch changes and it
gets a little dissonant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little dissonant, and that's clearly done on purpose. And I think that's to give it this uneasy feeling right before it kicks into that really hard, you know, that hard hitting beat.
It's a worthy first place entry, that's for sure.
So Flynn, he's actually been composing and all sorts of stuff for quite a long time. His real name is Tomoki Shishikura, and he was previously known as T_S. And if you see any of his stuff floating around, he was from the Japanese demo group Real Time Express, which is now known as RTX 1911. He's not the only composer in the group. There's actually a few other guys that do composition as well, but he also does code and graphics. He is also the leader of this, or the organizer of this demo group. So really cool guy.
He's an ambitious dude.
Yeah, this year, specifically at the Tokyo Demo Fest, he did a seminar on creating electronic music. And then afterwards, he had you know, people in the audience do like a little Q&A with him. So it was kind of cool that he's doing these little seminars and kind of teaching people his techniques. And I guess this is his second or third year, I'm not quite sure.
That's great. You know, there's a lot of demo sceners out there that are kind of very private, and they just do their stuff and that's it. But I always really appreciated the guys who would get out there and talk to the people who appreciate their music and kind of help other people with their own craft along the way. It takes a very special kind of person to do that. So I'm glad this guy is kind of going out there and doing that.
Yeah, he has a ton of music. If you go to his SoundCloud account, that's soundcloud.com/FL1NE. That's how he spells his handle. Just a massive library of music that he's done over the years. And this track specifically was actually composed in FL Studio 12. I actually texted him on Twitter. I was like, hey, like, how did you compose this track? And he wrote back to me. He's like, I use FL Studio 12, and I also use synth from Silent One by Lenar Digital. I don't personally use it, so I don't know anything about it, but it's one of the tools in his arsenal. So.
Makes some pretty good sounds.
Yeah, pretty cool track. I had a lot of fun listening to the other entries. If you guys are curious, I think poet.net has all the entries and stuff in there. You can check them out. Also has all the demos themselves. Like graphics demo and stuff like that you can check out. I think, Ed, you were saying that you went through a few of them yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. I was playing a whole bunch of them a couple of nights ago, and some of them are really impressive.
Yes.
And very, very small in size, too. So, yeah, you need a kind of a beefy computer. I think you need, like, a decent gaming graphics card to run some of them at full speed.
Right.
But they're a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and I was running through a few on my machine, too, and pretty impressive. I was laughing at some of them just because, like, it's crazy to see that guys are still doing this, and I really like that. I really like, you know, these guys going, doing so much work for a demo just to showcase at some of these parties. It's very awesome.
Yeah, well, we're kind of wrapping up the show here, but guys that, you know, people that are listening, if you appreciate, you know, finding out more about these current demos that are going on, these current parties that are going on, if you want to hear more of these, you know, current, modern songs that are winning these competitions, please, you know, let us know in the Facebook group, and we'll definitely put more of this stuff in the show in the future.
And if you want to know more about the show, you can also find us online at impulseproject.info, and we're on Twitter at impulsecast. Ton of awesome music today, man. Like, just
the show kind of ramped up as it went, you know, like She Came from the Sea was kind of slow, and then we kind of picked it up a little bit more.
True,
by the end of it was just like dubstep banger, let's go.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening. And actually, it's funny, like this Tokyo Demo Fest just went on. And by the time you guys hear this, I'll actually be in Tokyo myself. Won't be at a demo party, but so there might be a little bit of a delay on the next episode. But, you know, keep your eyes on the feed and on Twitter, or on Facebook, and we'll be getting the next episode out soon. Thank you guys again, and see you in a few weeks.
Peace.